We are learning Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah Daf Kuf Amud Beis. Hazarik b'yam arba ames potter. If someone throws in an ocean four ames, it's potter. What's the pshat? The ocean doesn't have a din of Rishus Rabbim, even though it belongs to the Rabbim, and anyone can use it. And the reason is because it's not a place of Hiluch Rabbim. It has to be doim to Digli Midbar, like we had before. There's something that has a roof. It's not Rishus Rabbim because it's not doim to Digli Midbar. Same thing comes to Rishus Rabbim. It has to be doim to Digli Midbar, which is a place where people walk. In the ocean, people don't walk. Therefore, it's not Rishus Rabbim. So the question is that the Rishonim asked, why isn't it not a Rishus Yachid maybe? A lot of times, if you have an ocean, it could be, you know, deep into the ground, and it has a mechitza of 10 tefachim at least. And we said before, Mayim is not a vata mechitza. So why does it have a din of a karmelis? So the Rishonim said two pshatim, more than two pshatim, but two main pshatim. One pshat is because you can't see the mechitzas, because it's so wide, it's so big, you can't see the mechitzas, it can't be Rosh Hashanah. That's one pshat. Another pshat is because it's not Royal Ladira. You can't live there. It's not possible to live. So the wall can't be hook of Ladira, can't be a wall made for Dira for living, and therefore it can't be called Rosh Hashanah. In any case, the ocean is considered a karmelis. And Azarik B'yam, Abba Amas is part of Moyer Kakmayim, Rosh Hashanah Alechas Bay. Let's say you have Rosh Hashanah. And there's a big puddle, a very big puddle. Hazarik l'soyched al ames chayiv. If you throw in it for ames yichayiv, v'kamahu rekak mayim. What's called a rekak mayim that's still a din of Rishus Yachid? It has to be less than asara tefachim. Pachis ma'asara tefachim, less than 10 tefachim. And then it goes right to the Mishnah and says it repeats the halacha again. Rekak mayim, Rishus Rabbim, halachas boy, if you have this puddle and Rishus Rabbim was walking through it, hazarik b'soyched al ames chayiv. If you throw in it for ames yichayiv. And we will discuss why it says it twice, this halacha of rekak. Zok to Gemara. Omnehu Rabban l'Rava. Bishlami hiluch hiluch trey zimni. That it says twice that a rekak that you walk through is chayiv. A puddle that you walk through is chayiv. Why did it say it twice? So that's k'mashulon. It says k'mashulon l'hiluch ha'idei t'chak shmei hiluch. Tashvish ha'idei t'chak lo shmei tashvish. That is teaching us that a hiluch that's not so geshmak is still called a hiluch. You're walking through the puddle, even though it's not so comfortable, it's still called hiluch, and it's called shirabim, gabi, if a person throws something, it's chayiv. But tashmish, if it's a type of thing that's coming to shirabim, not because of walking, but because of tashmish, of using it, then it has to be easy to use it, but if it's hard to use it, it's not called tashmish. What's the example Gemara says before, early in the first parak? If you have a ditch that's 9 tefachim deep, even though a amud that's 9 tefachim high, we say it's Rishus Rabbim because Rabbim makasim by, they could check, they could fix the packages on it. But when it's a bar that's 9 tefachim deep, it's not a din of Rishus Rabbim, even though you can store there your yarmulke or your cloak, you can put there, it's not called a Rishus Rabbim, even though it's useful for Rishus Rabbim, because it's hard to use. You have to bend down. It's Tashvish Adei Tchak. So the Mishnah is teaching us, Dafka Hiluch Adei Tchak is called Hiluch, and not Tashvish Adei Tchak. But Ela Rekak Rekak Trey Zimni Lomeli. Why does it have to repeat over the same thing about Rekak Mayim? It could just said one, just said Hiluch Adei Tchak. We'll find a different case. Why did I say Rekak twice? Why did I say that twice? A puddle. So it's the case of puddle twice. It could have brought out the point of Hiluch Adei Tchak without saying the case of puddle again. So the Gemara, and that Gemara answers, Chad Moshe Chamba, Chad Moshe Chamba. One is teaching us that in the summer, a rekak, a puddle, could be called Rishus Rabbim. One's saying in the winter, could be called Rishus Rabbim. Each one has a chiddush, v'tzrichi. The Tana Chada, if the Tana only writes one, Havamina Hanemili B'Moshe Chamba. It's dafka in the summer, a puddle is called Rishus Rabbim, because people walk through it. They have the inchi, the masculine, kuyin avshayu. It's very normal for people to walk through it because they want to cool themselves off a little bit. Havamina Hanemili when it's freezing, loy. They would never walk through a puddle. And therefore, it's not called Rishus Rabbim. V'yashmina, the opposite, Moshe Chamba. If you told us just Moshe Chamba, and you said that's when a puddle is called Rishus Rabbim, you'll say, you know why it's called Rishus Rabbim, a puddle? In the winter, keeping the mitzvah anyway dirty. In those days, the roads are very muddy. You're anyway dirty. So you don't care. Walk through it. You never walk through a puddle in the summer. So how can we call Rishus Rabbim? Look, Kamash on the Mishnah, know that since sometimes people walk through it, Hiluch Adei Tchak is called a Hiluch, and it's called Rishus Rabbim. Abayama, Itzrich, a different pshat, why do you have to say the second time? Maybe I would say the only time it's kosher to rabbim is only when it's less than 4 amos wide. So you're going to walk through it. It's only you're walking through less than 6-7 feet. You're walking through it. You'll walk through it. But maybe when it's a very long puddle, you'll go around it. You're not going to walk through it. It's so wet. No matter what the length is, as long as it's less than 10 tefachim deep, you will walk through it, and it's kosher to rabbim. Rav Ashi says a different chiddush. It's a little bit like the opposite of Abai. Rav Ashi Amar Itzrich, Sagat HaChamina, you would say, you would say, Dafka, if it's 4 tefachim big, then it's a shirabim. If it's less than 4 tefachim, and according to Rashi, he's Gerus Abba Amis even, if it's less than 4 tefachim, a person jumps over it, he doesn't walk through it, and therefore it should not be called shirabim. No, since people do walk through it, therefore it's called a shirabim. And Rav Ashi goes letamei with the same reasoning other places. Rav Ashi, you have a bridge also shirabim, 16 amos wide, and people walk across it, it's called shirabim. This bridge had one loose board. All the other boards were nailed in, and one board was loose. So most people just walk over it. They don't want to stand on that board. They're scared they'll fall in. And so let's say you throw something, lands on that loose board. Is that kosher rabbim or not? So Rav Ashi d'mchai, why? So rabbim b'ikim boy. Sorry, rabbim b'ikim boy. Because my sister, people do walk in it. And again, you find here, this is a Rav Ashi shita, that even though some people walk over it, but since a lot of people do walk on it, even a lot of people jump over it, so a lot of people do walk on it, it is called Eretz Yisrael. And similarly here, by the puddle, even though a lot of people jump over it, since a lot of people walk over it, it's still called a Eretz Yisrael. So, the Mishnah Vayta. Hazerek min hayom layabasha. We just finished saying that the ocean, the rivers, the lakes, they have a din of a karmelis. Someone throws min hayom layabasha. He throws from the water to the dry land, which is shirabim, umin avashal yam, or from the dry land, which is shirabim, to the yam, to the ocean, umin ayam l'svina, or from the ocean to the svina, which is shishiyachid, umin asvina l'yam, umin asvina l'chavrta, or you throw from one svina to another svina, pata. All these cases are pata. Why? Because the yam is a karmelis. So say karmelis is shirabim is pata. It's pata of asur. It's a derabanan, but from a karmelis to shirabim, it's potter, and from a karmelis to shishiyachid, which is the svina, is potter. And from a svina to a different svina, it sounds like it's also usher. And it could be the pshat is because to have two different owners, and therefore the lach is when you have two different shishiyachids, two different owners, you need an erev chatzeris. But we'll see the Gemara, we'll discuss this. When a svina yom, when a svina chavata, potter, yeah. So the Mishnah Vayta, Svinus Hakashuras Zubazu, you have two ships that are tied to each other, Metaltum Zubazu, you could Metaltum one to another one. And the Gemara would say you have a river belongs to one person. The main Kashuras are not tied, even though they're very close, in Metaltum Zubazu. You cannot Metaltum one to another, and we'll see in the Gemara why you can't be Metaltum one to another. The Gemara doesn't say because it's two different, belongs to two different people. And they made an Erev, and therefore, if it's not tied, it might be mafsik. We'll see in the Gemara about that. But first, we're going to just concentrate on the first half of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says that the Yam is called a Karmelis, and the Svina is called a Shishiyachid. And therefore, Midrabanan, you're not allowed to carry from a Karmelis to a Shishiyachid. So the Gemara is talking about what happens if I'm on the boat, and I have to get water. You know, they don't have its own water, and I want to get water from the ocean. What's the halacha? How do I do it? Itma. Svina, you have a boat, and you want to take water from the ocean and bring it onto the Sfina. What's the Eitzah? Rav Huna Amar, Metzin Himena, Ziz Kalshu. You stick out a Ziz, Umemali, and you fill up with water. And we'll see why in a second where Rav Huna allows it. But behold, you have to make a little hacker. You put out a little stick, a little board, it's doing nothing. And that will allow you to make, that'll be a hacker, and you could bring in water from the ocean into your boat. We'll explain in a second. We'll explain in a second. Rav Chista, Rav Huna Amri, Oysa Mokim Arba'a, you make a little box that's 4x4, Umemali, and you fill it up. And we'll explain more when we say the Gemara, we'll explain more what that is exactly. Let's see the Gemara. Rav Huna Amar, Rav Huna says, Moitzi Menes is called Shumali. He holds, all I have to do is put out a little hecker, and I can mimali water from the ocean. Kosava, he holds, Karmelis, Rav Huna holds that the karmelis starts ma'ara mashchinon, from the floor of the ocean. Va'avira, and the ear on top of it, is makom p'turu, because after 10 tefachim, it's not a karmelis anymore, and the water is 20 feet deep, or 40 feet deep. It's very, very deep, the water. So we start counting the karmelis from the floor of the ocean. So we get the water where I'm taking the water from, that's already out of the makom karmelis, the makom p'tur. And from makom p'tur to the boat is mutter. So therefore, v'dinu d'ziz dam lo boy. You really could take water out of the ocean, even without a ziz, because it's a makom p'tur. In order to make a heker, and people shouldn't carry from a regular karmelis to Rosh Hashanah, because they're not going to have the difference. So he put out this heker to show, no, only over here you're allowed to do it. Why? Because here the karmelis is 100 feet deep, and this water is above the karmelis. But this is just to show you that this is not a regular case of karmelis, and therefore I'm allowed to take the water out. That's Rav Huna Shita. So Rav Huna Shita is that the karmelis starts from the floor of the ocean. Rav Huna Amri, no, you need to think of Mokmar Abba Mali, because Savri, they hold karmelis v'shas mayim mashkinon. The karmelis of the ocean is from the water, from the water, the top of the water, from the top of the ocean. Why? Because Maya aras michta, the water is looked like one thick piece of land, just like when you have dirt outside, it starts, the karmel starts from the floor, not from under the dirt. So water also. So Eloi Ovid Mokim Araba, if you don't make a place of Araba, come and talk to a karmel shayachid. You talk to them from a karmel shayachid. Therefore, it's also. So what do? You make this Mokim Araba. So what you're trying to do is you take a board that's 4x4, and you make small mechitzas around it, and now those mechitzas are kilo go straight down to the ocean, and then you make a hole in the middle of the board and you stick the pail inside it, and now you're taking out water inside that box, and that box is like its own shiachta, because you look at it like it has mechitzas going down to the ocean. Rashi's mashma, you don't even need those mechitzas to be 10 tefachim. And you'll still say that it goes down. It goes down, mechitzas go down. That's the Rashi shita. Tosfos on top, Tosfos argues, says, Pirush v'kuntus ois mechitzas ktanis, v'ein nir l'bein tamari, and he holds you have to make a 10 tefachim box that going down. It has walls of 10 tefachim, and then that will go down to the ocean. So basically, you're making yourself a shusha yachid, sticking outside the boat, and you stick the pail inside this box, and you stick it down into the ocean, and now it's like it's taken from the Shishiyachah, because those mechitzas made a Shishiyachah going straight down. That's this Eitzah. So going to Rav Chista, Rav Huna, it's a problem of karmelis to Shishiyachah. Therefore, you have to make this box to make a Shishiyachah. Going to Rav Huna, really it's a makom p'tur to a Shishiyachah, and it's mutter. The only reason you have to make a ziz is only for a heker. Zok to Gemara. Omri Rav Nachum Rav Avua. Rav Nachum goes to Rav Avua, he's asked him a kasha on Rav Huna. It says, Rav Huna, do amah moitzim, and it is called shu malei. Rav Huna says, enough to stick out a stick and take water out of the ocean. You don't need this box. Zimnum deleka asara. Sometimes the ocean is not 10 tefachim deep. Then it's still a karmelis. Then the water is a karmelis. Become talatum a karmel shayachid. Become talatum a karmel shayachid. We said the karmel starts from the ground of the ocean. But sometimes the ocean is not 10 tefachim deep. And it comes out, you are being talatum from a karmelis. I'm like, no, Gamrian, the ain't Svina, we're talking about a Svina here, a big boat, a ship. Gamrian, the ain't Svina, Malach, it's not a robot, it's a ship. Gamrian, the ain't Svina, Malach, has a pocket masara. A big Svina cannot go in water less than 10 tefachim, we'll get stuck. Right, the Gemara, Mirash, is like, the front of the Svina, the front of the boat is like sticking up, and that could go into less than 10 tefachim. It's just the main hull of the boat that has to be in 10 tefachim of water, but the front doesn't. So I'm Rav Safa, no, it never, and there was a kasha, and the kasha is that I might shep water from the front of the boat, and there it might not be, because there I'm not there yet, so there it might not be, and if the front of the boat didn't reach it, the middle boat didn't reach it yet, so maybe it's not time to talk them. I'm Rav Safa, no, Geshushi Azekameh, they don't get into anywhere near there, they have someone standing in front of the boat with a big stick, and making sure it's deep enough, because they don't want to get stuck on the ground. So it's always 10 tefachim, therefore it's not a problem. According to these two mandirim that holds, you have to make, just to speak out, by the way, you need a little more than asara tefachim of depth. Why? When you stick your pail in, it goes a little deeper also. So you need asara tefachim plus the length, plus the depth of the pail in order to be able to take water out. Because if not, you need to get yourself into a caramel shayla. So it has to be a little bit more than asara tefachim. This is basically what Tosfos Derech Maaseh Gemara speaks out. Rav Chista, Rav Avuna, Damri, Oisim, Mokim, Arba, Malei. according to Rav Chista, Rav Huna, the whole, that you make a Malkam Arba Amamale, Shevchin today, Heichi Shadilu. How do you get rid of the wastewater? The wastewater, the water that you use for washing dishes, the Meraglayim, how do you get rid of that water? Because you're not pouring anything into Karmelis either. Bishlam Fi Rav Huna, it's no problem because you have the ziz and you put it and you throw it into the water. But here we have a specialized box that we use for as Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and you don't want to stick dirty water in the same box as the water that comes up. B'chitim Shad Luvay Sumakam in that same place. Misle, it's disgusting to do that. So the Gemara Shadle Adafna the Svina. You put it on the walls of the Svina. You don't pour it straight into the water. You put it on the walls of the Svina and it slithers down the wall of the Svina. And then it lands in the karmelis. Frek Gemara ve'ika koychei. L'mais it's his koyach. So the Gemara koychei ve'karmelis lo gazu. We are not the geyser koychei ve'karmelis. Even though keimach masim, but the only time we aser to throw from shiach to the karmelis is only when it's directly my maisa. But when it's not directly my maisa, it's just coming because of my cause. So then we don't have a problem with it, as long as it's a shushiyachet, the karmelis, we're not worried about koichai. We're only worried about koichai only by a shushiyachet to shushirabim. But a shushiyachet to karmelis, we are not geyser on koichai. Even though Tosis brings down, there are some times when we do have an iser of koichai, but that's only some, like a zusterov, which is something that's close to shushirabim, so worried about that. But a real karmelis here in a svina, which is always going to be a karmelis, we are not geyser koichai by a caramelist of the ocean.